The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 219, Old School.
We are overriding our Robo 4. Abort the approach.
Georgia, disengage. Liam, stop forward movement.
I can't, Skipper. Not till Georgia disengages.
I am slowing down the approach. We are within approach parameters. Would you like me to continue?
Helm, what's your assessment?
Approach is within safety limits.
Georgia, dock with the BSS. Boldbar Station, we are within safety limits. Proceeding with docking. We'll sort this all out when we come aboard.
We need to get to the bottom of this. We can't have something like this happen. It could be disastrous for all of us.
Copy that.
Contact in 3, 2, 1. We have a green light on the coupler. Docking chamber is pressurizing.
Boldbar, we have a green light. Do you copy same?
Green light. We're showing 80% pressure.
Man, what got into our Robo 4?
You mean her attitude?
I know exactly what got into her.
You do. And what exactly was that?
You, when you plugged yourself into Georgia. I'm betting you uploaded your attitude.
I did no such thing. I uploaded the tracking program. That's it.
Transfer chamber pressure has been equalized.
Georgia, confess. Gabby here uploaded her personality, didn't she?
I have not detected any changes to my basic AI programming.
Whatever that was, we need to sort it out. We can't have two Robo 4 units fighting each other.
If I may explain.
Oh, this should be good. Go ahead, Georgia. Tell us what happened.
According to IDF policy, all docking procedures are to be completed by a Robo 4 computer. I am a Robo 4 unit. Since I initiated the approach, according to regulations, as a Robo 4, I am to complete the procedure.
All right, that part of your explanation is reasonable, but what was this exchange between you and George?
Please clarify. I ordered him to allow me to complete the docking, as directives stipulate.
I think Jaffra is referring to the comment about George emulating a human child.
Yeah, specifically a baby.
And a crybaby at that.
Perhaps the comparison was too strong for his programmed AI. I believe his tolerance threshold for criticism is too low.
Mercury, you are clear for boarding.
Copy that. Myself, Jaffra, and Gabby will be boarding. The rest of the crew will follow when we depart.
Roger that. You are cleared for boarding.
Cleared for boarding.
Welcome aboard the BSS. Good to see you again, Nate.
Glad to be aboard. You remember Jaffra.
Well, he's kind of hard to forget.
Welcome aboard, everyone. Gabby, it's good to see that you survived your ordeal.
Yeah, all in a couple days' work. So what was up with your Robo 4 unit?
We were about to ask you the same question. That would have developed into a really bad situation.
From what I could get from my Robo 4, IDF regs state that docking procedures for the BSS are to be controlled by a Robo 4 series computer. Our Robo 4 started the procedure and was following the IDF guidelines.
She didn't relinquish control because she felt bound to the regulation, not the oppressive patriarchy.
Sounds like we have an issue that needs to be addressed with engineering.
I'm sure they can sort that out.
I take it that Mercury is going to remain docked while you visit the controller?
Yes. I'd appreciate an inspection by your Robo 4 George while it's docked.
I'm sure that we can get that done, as long as these two stop fighting.
See? Even in the world of computers, males and females fight.
Speaking of which, what's it like walking around with a mini computer in your head?
It's been different. This last ordeal actually helped me a lot. I learned how to better control wireless signals, and also how to communicate with Georgia.
Aha, so that's how you got Georgia to argue with George.
No, I gotta give her her props. She did that all on her own.
Whatever the case may be, we need to sort out this conflict. As the commander said, this could have been disastrous.
Engineering will get that squared away. In the meantime, I've got the surface transport ready. Which of the two of you am I taking?
Myself and Gabby.
Excellent. We can depart at any time.
Well, there's no time like the present.
Agreed. I'm ready.
Say, you gonna wake up Georgie boy here?
I think we should keep him in sleep mode until we work out this glitch. I'm sure your Robo 4 unit can handle things until then.
Hey, Georgia, did you hear that?
Yes, and I completely concur.
Wait, how did you do that? We don't have an open link to your computer.
No, but I do. Come on, Jafra, let's blow this tin can. I need to feel solid ground under my feet.
Well?
As we say, alles in Ordnung, everything went fine. He met with one person and I managed to get a good photo of him. I'm sending it to headquarters now. I can hear your Simmons right now. Aha, using the latest technology, I see.
I'm sure he'd make some sort of remark about that. Did you happen to notice if there was any kind of exchange?
He took an envelope. I'm guessing it was payment for delivering the immigrant.
He's coming out now. Should we follow?
No, he appears to be headed back to the Bahnhof. I'm sure he's getting on the next train to Berlin.
Did you recognize his contact?
No, I didn't. In addition to taking his photo, I wrote down a detailed description of him, just in case something happened to the picture.
Something I'm sure young Simmons would never do. I certainly hope he comes back with something useful.
Speaking of coming back, if our suspect leaves soon, I need to follow him, even if Simmons hasn't returned.
Not a problem. You have an earbud, I presume?
Yes. Won't you have my number?
I do. If you have to leave, I'll contact you on his return. We can either join up with you, or wait at the train station.
Yeah, this will be easy to do, unless he has his own transportation or takes a taxi.
With any luck, your office will be able to identify him with your photo. We could pick up his trail later.
Yeah, here he comes now. I will follow him. Contact me when Simmons returns and we will decide what to do from there.
Very well. Happy hunting.
Simmons.
Helmut is leaving now to follow our man's contact. What is your status?
I'm in a cab returning to the train station taxi stand. I'm almost there.
I'm just across the street. I'll beat you there.
Yeah.
I didn't want to shout out as you were leaving, but Simmons is returning.
Yeah, good. If you still have eyes on me by then, you can follow.
I'm sure I will. I believe his cab is arriving now.
Yeah, good. See you soon.
Any luck?
Yes, I followed them to one of the many piers down there and watched them board a boat. There were two crew members.
Excellent. Do you have a name or description of the boat? I can forward the information to our office in London. They can dispatch a team to intercept them.
I can do better than that. I have photos. If you give me an email address, I can forward the pictures.
I'll send them to your account.
So, are we following Helmut?
Can you see up ahead?
Ah, yes, I see him now. I take it he's following our suspect.
No, the man we were following here is returning to Berlin. He's a small fish in the pond. The field office in Berlin knows who he is. Helmut is following his contact.
Oh, I see. That's odd.
Is there a problem? I'm sure I gave you the correct address.
I can't find the photos. I'm sure I took them.
You sure you took them?
Yes, I'm positive. They should be in today's folder, but they're not.
Well then, send the name of the boat and the brief description. Also include the description of the crew members.
Well,
You don't know the name, do you? You didn't make note of the description of the two suspects.
I had photos, so I didn't think I had to.
You didn't think you had to. Well, you got half that right. You didn't think, Annalise Simmons. We both told you that you need to back up, and that's what your notepad is for.
In all fairness, sir, I've never had this happen before. They should be here. I looked at them to make sure they were in focus.
Obviously, they're not there now. So you're saying you don't remember the name of the boat?
I'll send some names that will be close and what I can remember about the two men.
And make notations in your notepad.
And make notations in my notepad. Yes, sir.
It looks like Helmut has stopped.
He stopped in front of some sort of restaurant across the street.
Let's see what's going on.
Is this a Turkish restaurant? Maybe he works there.
Or maybe he's hungry.
I suppose that's a possibility.
He's inside here. It's pretty late, but I suppose he could be eating.
I suggest we walk over to this large bus stop. We can wait for him without being too obvious.
So, Analyst Simmons, did you manage to follow those men to the dock?
Well, yes.
We've sent a description to our London office. Hopefully they will be able to intercept them. I think Analyst Simmons learned a lot on this assignment, haven't you, Simmons?
Yes, sir, I certainly did.
Oh, we may be sitting here a while.
I don't think you should go in, Helmut. He may recognize you from the snack bar.
No, I think you are right. It would be nice to get eyes on him.
Simmons, fancy a bit of campeer?
I beg your pardon, sir?
It's a stuffed baked potato.
Oh, yes, sir. I think we should definitely go in there, but I might just get some Turkish tea.
We'll see what we can find out. Perhaps we will just have some tea.
I'm surprised that Pierman was able to get us a meeting with Bishop so quickly.
There are a couple of things that commanders will give their full attention to. One is an IG inspection, and the other is a GSA audit.
Well, this should be interesting.
GSA?
Yes.
Yeah, the colonel is expecting you. Go right on in.
Thank you. Colonel Bishop?
Yes. Come in, gentlemen. I've been expecting you.
Wayne Garrett. This is my partner, Sam.
Have a seat, gentlemen.
Thank you. We wanted to bring you up to speed on why we're here. One of the historic buildings we were inspecting is under your command. So we just wanted to touch base with you.
I appreciate that. The museum building has been around for almost 150 years. I'm sure you'll find that everything is in order.
I'm sure everything is in order. It shouldn't take us long.
I was wondering, while we're here, is there any place that you can recommend for some good chow? I know Texas is known for hot dishes, but I prefer something salty. Ever since I caught that stupid virus, I have a hard time tasting things.
I can certainly appreciate that. Here, this place has the best food in San Antonio. And they don't use that processed iodized salt. Just pure sea salt. I think you'll enjoy it.
Thanks. I'll certainly give it a try. What do you say?
I say, hey, go for it and enjoy.
I know you're busy. We just wanted to touch base with you. We hope to conclude our inspection in a couple of days. I can assure you there will be no interruption in the museum's operating hours. You won't even know we're there.
I appreciate that. Now, if there's anything I can do to assist you, please let me know.
We will, sir. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for the restaurant tip.
My pleasure.
A restaurant tip? Really, Sam?
Yes, really. You asked me to see if I could pick up anything from him that might identify him as one of my people.
Ah, yes. So did you pick up anything?
Well, I detected a slight change in his demeanor when I asked about food, and especially salt.
Well, a lot of people enjoy a good restaurant.
But how many are connoisseurs of salt, and would especially point out the purity of the salt?
That's true. But being a food critic isn't much to go on.
Maybe not. But did you notice how quickly he reacted when I said, "What do you say?" And how quickly he responded with, "I say hey."
It seems like a normal response.
It's a common expression with Hongas here on your planet. Kind of like when somebody says, "Hey, what are you up to?" And the other responds, about 5'7".
Okay, that's two things still in the area of coincidence.
Did you notice his hair?
His hair, Well, I did notice there wasn't any gray. Kind of odd for someone his age. So he dyes his hair. Why is that important?
Because many Hongans have blue hair. Now, on your planet, that might not draw attention if you're young or very old, but blue hair on an army colonel would be a career ender. I think he dyes his hair because it's naturally blue.
That's also a bit of a leap, but I'll take all that into consideration.
Also take into consideration that I'm a Hongan, and I can detect a fellow Hongan.
I'll pass your suspicions on to Pierman and Barnes. Seeing that the two who were helping Korski are Hongans, I don't doubt your suspicion. I just want to be sure.
We could invite him to dinner, then I can listen to his two stomachs growl.
Nice try. Anyway, how could you hear his over yours?
You got a good point there, Garrett.
Kate, come in. We've been expecting you.
Welcome back. We've heard some nice things about you.
Thank you. I think I represented Homeland well. Have I missed anything here?
Not a whole lot. So, how was your experience in Ukraine?
Some were good. Some were forgettable.
You mean like being on a car that gets hit by a drone strike? That kind of forgettable?
Among other things, yes.
We received glowing reports from Agent Simon and Anton, along with the Ukrainian government.
You handled yourself very well, Agent Hawk. We think we will be able to expand your mission soon.
Soon? Does that mean I still have restrictions?
Only temporarily. We want you to meet with our Surgeon General and get a full workup. We'll proceed on his recommendations.
But I feel fine. I did some pretty vigorous things on this mission and didn't have any problems.
We're aware of that, so you shouldn't have any problems with an evaluation. It's just a routine evaluation.
So what am I supposed to do in the meantime?
By regulation, we can't send you out on a solo mission until the Surgeon General clears you.
In the meantime, how do you feel about getting back with your old partner?
Jim? Are you serious? Of course I would. Is he still working the Korski case?
Yes. Right now, he, Lenora Scarlett, and your sister are in D.C. doing the legwork on backgrounds, while Detective Garrett and Sam are at Joint Base San Antonio, checking out the man who was his commanding officer at what used to be Fort Eustace.
What do you want me to do?
What you do best, Kate, and let's get to the bottom of all this. That's what got you here, your ability to solve cases.
How does Jim feel about all this? I'd hate to come in as a federal agent and take over a PI case. I remember when you guys came in and took over the Parks case for me. I didn't like that one bit.
You won't be taking anything over. You'll be there to assist. You two have quite a history working together as a team.
We think you two will fall right back into an old familiar pattern.
Just like you had on the force together.
Okay, but I want to make sure Jim knows I'm coming. I don't want to just walk in on him, which would not look good.
He'll be fully aware of what's going on. We've included Pierman in the loop, too.
When do I depart for D.C.?
First thing tomorrow morning. I suggest you go home and get some rest. Report to St. Martin in the morning.
As many times as I've gone through this place, I should get Pierman to rent me a room. Tell him to expect me there bright and early.
We will. And welcome back, Agent Hawk.
Thanks. It's really good to be back home again.
How long has it been since you've been on Terra Firma?
Long enough that I don't have my land legs back yet.
I was wondering why you were walking kind of funny.
So how long do you think you'll be here?
I'm not really sure. Hopefully the controller has been working on the extradition treaty, so it shouldn't take that long. Do we have a time limit?
Nah, you're good. Captain Tam asked me to check on the progress of her ship.
I think she's expecting too much. I doubt if any of the parts have come in yet.
I agree, but I told her I would check anyway.
Looks like our ride is arriving.
Hello, Captain Sims. Good to see you again.
Hey, Sarah. I brought you two passengers for the controller.
Thanks. We've been expecting you. Are you coming along too, Commander?
I have other business to attend to. I'll see you two shortly. Sarah, just call me when they are ready for pickup.
Will do.
Catch you guys later.
Later, then.
Ciao. Last time I was here, there was a different person picking us up.
Ginger, yes. She's rotated back to your planet. Nice planet, by the way.
Have you been there?
Yes. The controller and I just came back from a conference there, at St. Martin.
Ah, St. Martin. Our friend Jim Barnes told us about that place. It must be odd to have a parallel world with the same places.
As I understand it, only the IDF knows about the portal and the two worlds. I think it's quite interesting that the controller's brother runs it.
Do you know if he's been able to broker any kind of deal with Governor Drachmar?
I don't know, but he has been working on it. Well, here we are. If you'll just follow me.
You know, every time I come to see him, I feel like I'm going to the principal's office.
Principal's office? Oh, yes, I remember that. You would get into trouble during your scholastic training and would have to see the headmaster.
Yeah, something like that.
Funny, I just can't imagine you causing trouble, Gabby.
Very funny, big guy.
Just go right in. The controller will see you now.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah, thanks. And watch out for that Sims guy.
Oh, don't worry. I've got his number.
Controller, I hope you have good news for us.
I wish that I did. We are still negotiating with Titan IV on allowing us to extradite Hanukkah.
This certainly isn't good news. We're convinced he's headed for Titan IV and will need the assistance of their top medical people.
I don't understand. The IDF goes there on a regular basis to inspect both Titan IV and Titan III. What's to stop IDF bounty hunters from going in and arresting him?
As of right now, you can arrest him, but he must be detained there.
That's ridiculous. What are they going to do? Shoot us down if we take him and his crew?
I realize that they put you through a terrible time, but unfortunately, we have been in delicate negotiations with the Titans to bring them into the fold. We don't want to do anything to jeopardize that.
Politics. Once again, insanity rules over common sense.
I agree with you, Gabby, but the controller is right. We need to look at the big picture.
And the big picture I'm seeing is a horror show.
So, as I understand it, we can arrest him, but we have to turn him and his crew over to the Titan authorities.
Yes, I recommend you proceed with your plans to capture them and hope that in the meantime, we negotiate a deal with the Titans.
Maybe while you're dealing with the Titans, I can deal with Hanukkah.
Now, Gabby, we have to do this the right way.
Okay, but I'm telling you now, if we get into a firefight, forget about stun settings.
All I can say is that...
What's happening?
There's been a breach somewhere.
Not just somewhere. There's been a breach and escape at Boldabar Prison. It's Lister.
Has Lister really escaped? How does that affect their mission? What will Sam learn about their suspect in Bremerhaven? And were Sam's suspicions about Bishop correct? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Lister's Great Escape.